What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, super-duper bite-sized daily digest episode for you all today. We are having a crazy weekend over here at the AI Marketing Navigator, so we're going to be keeping the episodes extra short, extra sweet, and extra informative this weekend. In today's daily digest episode, we're going to talk about another leadership shakeup at OpenAI. We'll talk about a new feature that's been added to Notebook LM, the viral AI tool that is all the talk of the town from Google. And the last bit of news is the fact that, I guess we'll just go through it right now, the fact that OpenAI's advanced voice mode has actually completed its rollout early. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, super-duper bite-sized daily digest episode for you all today. We are having a crazy weekend over here at the AI Marketing Navigator, so we're going to be keeping the episodes extra short, extra sweet, and extra informative this weekend. In today's daily digest episode, we're going to talk about another leadership shakeup at OpenAI. We'll talk about a new feature that's been added to Notebook LM, the viral AI tool that is all the talk of the town from Google. And the last bit of news is the fact that, I guess we'll just go through it right now, the fact that OpenAI's advanced voice mode has actually completed its rollout early. And that's about all the news for you as far as that update goes. Essentially, the advanced voice mode was supposed to roll out, and this is what allows you to interact with ChatGPT via voice and conversation. It was supposed to roll out in waves to different users over the next couple of weeks, but if you are a pro or team user of ChatGPT, you should now have access to advanced voice mode. And I believe there is 8 different voices that you can select from. So again, if you are a pro user, definitely check out the mobile app on your device and test out the advanced voice mode. It's pretty cool and a pretty powerful experience if you lean into it enough. Anyway. The other piece of news that I wanted to talk about today is the fact that the CTO of OpenAI, Mira Murati, as always, I apologize if I'm pronouncing names, has announced that she is leaving the company. This comes in the wake of multiple departures from the company that we've talked about on the show, like Ilya Sutskever, the famous question, what did Ilya see? There was also Andrej Karpathy, who left the company, and currently Greg Brockman, who is on sabbatical. So just the shakeups continue at OpenAI, and it's prompting many people to ask with tongue in cheek now, what did Mira see? What's causing Mira to leave? However, it appears that the reason for the departure is most likely related to the company OpenAI seeking to dissolve its nonprofit status to become a for-profit entity. And it appears that Sam Altman will be made a minority shareholder and given some equity. And the fact that the company is abandoning its nonprofit roots is thought to maybe have contributed to Mira's departure. Of course, each time one of these shakeups happen, it's causing many people or causes many people to question the near future for OpenAI. They always seem to be in between releasing the next latest state-of-the-art feature or AI model and also crumbling and falling apart and losing all the impactful leaders. This would also indicate that Sam Altman is going to be taking a much more involved role with the company, specifically with the technology and the development of the technology, very much going back into founder mode, quote unquote, which is another buzz topic right now in the marketing and business social media. If you haven't checked out founder mode, just Google it and you can thank me later for the little rabbit hole. Anyway, Altman has said that he's excited for this next chapter and to be more involved in the direction of the company. So nothing new, again, in the fact that we need to keep our eyes on OpenAI because it's never ending. It's really a never ending soap opera kind of over there, an AI soap opera. And it just so happens to also be one of the biggest determinants, OpenAI that is, of the future of artificial intelligence, artificial general intelligence, super intelligence, and of course, mankind in general. Anyway, so I guess we can just continue to sit back and watch what OpenAI... Okay, and the last bit of news today is that new feature that has been added to Notebook LM. We have done an episode on Notebook LM and mentioned it in a couple of other episodes as well, but it continues to impress, and the virality doesn't really go away in the AI community for its capabilities, primarily its audio overview function. It allows you to submit or input documents or presentations or reports. And now, new as of the other day here, and now the news is that you can also input YouTube URLs and YouTube videos. And using these sources, the documents, the presentations, the YouTube videos, you can construct basically a study application, a study buddy almost, and involves quizzes and frequently asked questions and summaries. But again, I think most importantly and most impressively, the audio overviews. So if you haven't checked out Notebook LM yet, definitely do so. Link is in the show notes. Go back and take a look at our episode where we cranked out a little AI podcast about the about Notebook LM itself. And definitely try out submitting a YouTube URL or a YouTube video with the tool now and see how it affects the output of the audio, if it improves it or if it gives it more detail, especially if you haven't tried out the tool at all. But even if you have, give it a go with the YouTube functionality now. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is so, so super helpful to the show. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.